Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
With thousands of people waiting on home care support across the country and many recipients facing cuts in services, staff shortages and conditions in the sector are being blamed for the massive shortfall, which shows little sign of easing. But what does that mean for people with disabilities, many still at a young age and trying to maintain independent lives at home or indeed at work? Drive Time's John Cook spent the day with 52-year-old Trish McNamara from County Clare to find out more.
Hi, how are you? Can I help you in any way?
I've been up to one side, but my foot's really hurting, but I really want to go up and see the tower. So is there any way I can get up there?
Absolutely. Have you
52-year-old Trish McNamara works as a customer service agent at the world-famous Cliffs of Moher Experience. She's helping Australian tourist Kirsty as we meet.
We can get the buggy for you. Our idea here is that anybody that comes to the cliffs gets to see everything. I absolutely love what I do. I've always liked people. I love the interaction. The stories I hear up here are amazing.
Trish previously worked in management and staff training in hotels from Wexford to Mayo until she was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis at the age of 30.
Always like my whole world crumbled. Everything I had planned for my life was all of a sudden changed. But it can happen to anyone, and your control of your life or what you want is taken from you. That's what I felt, complete loss of control and overwhelmed because I didn't know what my future held anymore.
For the past 8 years, Trish can no longer walk and needs to use a wheelchair full time. She's also lost significant power and dexterity in her arms and hands, but managed life with the help of personal assistance carers through 46 home care hours provided by private companies funded by the HSE.
They were able to do domestic duties, personal care. If I needed, I even got to go to Glore with some of my PAs. And
for a night out at the theatre.
I remember going to see Socks in the Frying Pan one night and it was amazing.
You like your trad?
I do indeed. We were reared with it. I used to play the fiddle back in the day. I'm not looking for much. What I'm looking for is a normal life. I'm not looking for anything extra. So if I could go to the cinema, these would be bonuses. But at the moment, I have to be back in my house at 9 o'clock in order to be able to be put to bed. So I've accepted that.
Over the years, however, staff shortages and successive cuts to Trish's home care hours mean she's gone from 46 hours a week down to 26 and a half.
As everybody knows, there is a huge problem with getting carers or PAs. My shifts weren't being covered, so I wouldn't know if somebody was going to come in to me that night until they didn't arrive. Each time a care provider would take my case, they couldn't cover the hours, so little by little, hours were being chipped away.
You mentioned having to be home for 9 o'clock, but they won't put you to bed that late. What is the situation?
The company that I'm with now, with the HSE, they are literally finished their job at 8 o'clock. So unless I go to bed at 7, bear in mind I work till 5:30 at the Cliffs of Moher. If I work later, it could be 6 or 6:30 by the time I get home. Try to have my dinner and then go to bed for 7. It's not workable. It's not viable.
What have you had to do since?
I've had to hire my own carers. So they will come in and they will put me to bed.
But you've had to pay for that yourself. You're talking about 60% of your disability allowance. We're only talking about going to bed, I think, at 9:30 as well here. It's a little bit later, but gives you some kind of normal life, as you said. Can you afford to keep paying that?
No, not on an ongoing basis. If I don't do this, I will have to sleep in the chair. I'm sitting in it for 16 hours a day, sleeping in it. You're not getting a full night's sleep. You're getting maybe a 30 minutes here and there. And then by not getting out of the chair, you're running the risk of sores. If they get infected or if they get worse, it's hospitalisation and then institutionalisation. When I was trying to get cover for the hours that I have at the moment, because there's been holes in that or gaps in that, it was suggested, would you consider medium to long-term care facility or would you consider leaving the job and going into sheltered accommodation? No, I wouldn't. That's the bottom line, because the only thing that's wrong with me are my legs and my arms, my head is fine. I drive to work. I love work. And I want to continue to work and contribute to society.
And I can see you're good at it. The tourists liked you. You were getting on great. For someone to say, give that up, what does that feel like?
It's my reason for getting up in the morning. Mm. I couldn't sit at home and watch daytime TV. It would absolutely break my spirit. I love what I do and I get a buzz out of it. Look, if somebody turned around to you, John, and said, do you really have to do this? Do you really want to be a reporter? You know, I mean, how would you feel?
The other thing it was suggested was, would you go into a residential care or sheltered accommodation? I don't know what's available around this part of the country for you, but I'm assuming that means a nursing home, does it? Absolutely. At the age of 52?
Yeah, absolutely. It's not appropriate.
The HSC told me it cannot comment on Trish McNamara's home care cuts for confidentiality reasons, but in a detailed statement it outlined that home support and personal assistance services are determined by the needs of the individual and the level of resources available, pointing to challenges in staff recruitment for home care services, and adding that while services for 10,000 people across Ireland are substantial, they are not limitless. Determined to maintain her independence and to highlight the cause for other people with disabilities, Trish McNamara visited the European Parliament last month. One of the MEPs she met in Brussels was the Green Party's Grace O'Sullivan.
It just was really nearly a tear-jerking to have to listen to Trish's story. I understand that my own daughter, Emer, has moderate to profound intellectual disabilities, and I know it's really challenging for families. And I have to say the situation, as far as I'm concerned, is not fit for purpose in Ireland in meeting the needs and respecting the rights of people with disabilities. And only in 2018, Ireland signed the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. But it's not enough to sign these conventions. We have to put into action the mechanisms to support people in Ireland with disabilities and to support their families. So it's just heartbreaking to hear Trisha's story.
I went to Brussels because this is not just about me. There are 643,000 people in Ireland with disabilities. That's 13.5% of the population. I have a voice and I'm using it. A lot of people have a voice but are afraid to use it because of the repercussions.
You've already lost care, going from 46 hours down to 26 and a half. When you say people are afraid to speak out, what are people afraid to speak out about? Further cuts?
Yeah, it's quite possible that there will be further cuts. There's a problem with the system. The system is not working. People need to listen to the client and find out what it is exactly that they need, as opposed to doing the medical model and saying, OK, there's a list of problems you have, so therefore we're going to fix it. We don't need to be fixed. We just need to be supported to live independent lives.
And that's Trish McNamara. Thanks to Trish McNamara, indeed, from Innis Diamond in County Clare, for speaking to John Cook today. And if you'd like to speak to us about your experience of home care services, cuts in your hours or waiting lists or working in the sector, we would certainly love to speak with you. You can email us on drivetime@rte.ie.